Here are your latest Manchester City headlines. I'm Tom Hill. Sergio Aguero is reportedly determined to stay in England once his Man City contract expires. Chelsea are now in a prime position to try and land him. The greatest goal scorer in Man City's history will leave the Etihad Stadium at the end of the season, bringing an end to a decade of outstanding service. City announced on Monday that it will mark Aguero's contribution to the club by building him a statue. City are hoping that, of course, he moves on with plenty of good health and gets more goals, but whether or not their preference would be that he remains in the Premier League is highly unlikely. Barcelona, Real Madrid and Paris Saint-Germain have all shown an interest, but Aguero is reportedly willing to stay in England. Chelsea have been linked with his signature and are willing to try and do a deal should they miss out on Erling Haaland. Haaland is set to be in talks with his father and his agent on Friday. Mino Raiola and Alf Ingland Haaland globetrotting are set to continue on Friday. They spoke to Barcelona and Real Madrid on Thursday about his future. They are said to have met with both presidents over a deal. But Haaland Sr. and Raiola are now set to be moving on into England. Chelsea, Manchester United, Man City and Liverpool are all set to try and have talks. He's already scored 49 goals in 49 games for Dortmund since joining in January 2020. Dortmund director Michael Zorc has recently confirmed he has met with Raiola about the Norwegian star future. He said to Sky Deportivo, "I spoke to Raiola. We've made our intentions very clear. It is thought that they want at least £127 million for his signature." Man City are also set to be told to spend big if they want to sign Inter Milan striker Romelu Lukaku. A price tag of around £102 million has been floated if they want to try and bring him in. It looks to be that Haaland and Lukaku are at the front of the queue to replace Sergio Aguero. That's all then for the latest headlines. We'll have more news later.